Gene Moore
is right.
He's so likable. He's a likable man with a plan. Network it up. Play those political games. Have a good time.
Worry about being funny later.
Later. Do those corporate shows and call everyone a bitch.
5, 4.
Downtown Phoenix, it's Working It Out with Ernesto Ortiz, Gene Moore, Josh Graves, and I, Straight Nate Evangelista. Hello.
Keep it in distance.
Hey, hello, everyone.
Oh, hello.
Me and Gene are talking about money and
talking about business.
So,
hey, yeah, but first,
no business at the table.
First, we want to say hi to our friends on Periscope. We have one friend right now on Periscope.
Thank you for being a friend.
I think the one counts for us, doesn't it?
Well, we're on.
Welcome, friend.
For us.
Hi.
We love you.
I think we're live.
Are we?
We might be live.
Friend, are you gay or straight? Are you man or woman?
Yeah, you can write a message to us. We checked out.
How are you,
Gene?
It's us. That one is us?
I think the one is
us. Okay, well, let's keep going because they can always replay this. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. I'm Ernesto Ortiz. Hi.
Hi.
Gene Moore.
I'm Gene Moore.
I'm Josh Graves.
I already said who I be, so...
Welcome to Working It Out. Let's start.
How is everyone?
Good. Let's start from what we did last week. 1, 2, 3.
What did you?
Oh, wait. It's not the right key. E.
Like a sharp.
I don't think that's E. But
what did you do last week? What did you do last week?
Did you get in a car? Did you drive real far? Did you swim with the fishes? Did you eat a sandwich? Was it delicious?
What did you do last week?
Nate, what did you do last week?
I had my mom in town all week.
How was that?
On the last podcast. Yeah. She just left this morning. She's been here the whole time.
It's nice to have your mom gone, huh? It's nice to have her here, but to go.
It's nice to have her here.
You're going to listen to this,
Gene. It's nice to have her here. It was not nice to have you and her in the same place at the same time.
Josh really grilled her.
Let's talk about what happened last week, because Gene stood up my mom.
Oh, you did?
You were supposed to pick her up.
No. They sold out, and I text you in the morning.
Yeah, you sold out.
Yeah, I sold out.
You sold out.
The show sold out, so I didn't have any more tickets to give.
The corporate show sold out?
Conveniently.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. My mom's not corporate? Is that what you're saying?
Not corporate.
She was very sad. I heard she was very sad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was sad.
I know. But I don't run the show. I'm just a monkey.
She couldn't have sat. There had to be a seat available in that club. My club holds like 300 seats.
Are you against Gene Moore? Or Gene Moore?
I'm calling Gene Moore out as a bullshitter.
He's for my mom.
That's what I'm doing right now.
It happened. I'm sorry.
They didn't have a seat in this 400-seat club.
It was packed.
There's 400 seats. We couldn't find one.
Have you seen Gene Moore's following? Oh, my gosh. You know.
She's what? She would have fit in the corporate show.
I know she would have.
It's a mini theater. We couldn't find anything for you. It's just, you know.
She couldn't sit in the wings. She couldn't do any of that.
Couldn't sit in the green room.
Couldn't sit in the green room.
We ate lots of food and drank a bunch of wine. I grilled last night like a boss. But I only did one thing of comedy. I wasn't feeling too good over the weekend.
Are you getting cold?
Oh, I think. It's lingering, and I'm not doing the proper steps to just get rid of it, and it just
why are you drinking?
Exactly. I'm stupid. I should not be drinking.
Are you on antibiotics?
No.
Oh, good.
I'm on a leave. And
why are you touching me, Jim?
I'm getting
juice.
You closer. Do you feel better,
though? Toasts on Wednesdays. I was supposed to do toasts on Saturday, but I had to duck out out of the
sickness.
There
was a contest? You were in that contest?
I was supposed to, like, judge it and do other things.
I judge a comedy contest?
Well, you kind of have to have some clout in the comedy scene.
You gotta be funny.
Oh, yeah. But you got clout. Gene's got clout.
You got clout here everywhere.
Yeah.
No. I
can't
funny.
Pick up Nate's mom for a 300-seat show, but you got clout in the scene!
Well, last time... I think I was in a contest. You were not supposed to be
in the contest.
You're just like a
and you went
cast.
In and then you won it.
He sneaks in.
And you somehow won it while not being in it. So
that's what you got to do with a comedy contest. You got to sneak in and be like, did someone not show up? Can I go last?
No, I felt bad.
Did you?
I had a booker, Ernesto, come to look at me and to book me for a show. And then they put me up front.
Did they book you for the show?
You talking about Sydney Smith?
No.
Oh.
some guy wanted to book me, and he told me that he needed to see me, so I did that show, and I wasn't supposed to do the contest, but...
When whatever. I make a joke about local Phoenix comedy and you don't laugh, I enjoy that a lot.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
So,
he's politicking.
What else did you do?
Mostly, yeah. I grilled, last night, trout, salmon.
Oh, my God. Like fish?
Tuna?
It's a stupid question.
Yeah, all of it.
It's dumb. Stupid,
why would I like fish? I don't like the smell.
It's good for your brain, though.
No, mercury is good for your brain?
It's got other stuff.
What did you do, Gene?
We always go to Josh next. Josh, what did you do last
week? Oh, my goodness. I lost in a comedy contest on Thursday.
Well, you were in the contest that when he was...
No, it was at Monkey Pants.
Is that contest every single week?
Yeah, it's like five...
And they pick somebody to advance?
Yeah.
Is it too late for me to enter that?
No. You can just go tomorrow. You'll ask to go last. You'll advance. That's what happened. A comic showed up last and went... Rob, maybe. Oh, I can't even be mad because he's funny.
He's funny.
But no, it was a good show. And Saturday, I went to Mill Avenue, Periscoped, which is what we're doing now.
We still only have one person.
Hello.
I don't know if I turned it on.
My head is just glowing.
It is.
This is light
it's so weird.
Me.
It's very weird to directly be around drunk people me. Sober. Like when you go.
I know what you mean.
And then I was with Assad, the guy who came and did improv with us.
I love him. I'm a fan.
But you know what's funny is me and Assad.
It's just the light.
Me and Assad were walking down Mill, and whenever like two other Indian people would walk by, they would like lock eyes with Assad for like 3 seconds to like, ooh, there was some weird connection. But I was like, why are they doing that, Assad? And he was like, that's just how it goes.
Because they smelt the curry and they're like, why are you guys in a rush? Are you in a curry?
Were they worried you guys were gay?
Oh my goodness. But no, I was periscoping talking to homeless people, artists, club promoters. So many free shots were offered to me. But I was like, no, I'm in a relationship. I can't go with Gene Moore.
Thank you.
I can't go. Rude. Can't go in there.
Yeah.
But it was weird. Like, Asad was like, me and Asad just got something to eat. And then Asad was like, do you want to go to Mill Avenue? And I was like, not really. But I didn't want to say that, though. But I was like, sure, we'll go walk around. It's like, I don't want to be around. I don't want to go on Mill Avenue sober.
Yeah.
You know, around college kids.
I want to go to France, buy a coat, and I want to periscope my Paris coat.
Oh. That would be a trend-setting thing.
Wow. I turned it off.
It's okay. We'll get it going next week.
Yeah, ooh, that was painful.
Did you turn it off before or after my killer bit I just did?
What else did you do last week?
Oh, hung out with a friend on Sunday. A friend I went to high school with. He's in the Air Force. He's got kids. It was kind of weird being around a guy I used to be around in high school who has kids now.
Yeah. That is weird.
The kid's there. It's different. I know this guy. The kid's sweet and cute, but like...
Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. World. And he...
I have single friends, and now it's just me and bunch of people that are married with children.
Yeah, and his...
Are your friends getting married now?
Well, he's in the military. He's divorced, and he has two kids, so he's fucked. But he's in the military, so he's kind of good.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's funny, his ex, she's from California, she's crazy. He's black. His name is Gerard. We went to high school.
It doesn't surprise us.
Okay.
It's not Jared.
Gerard. I call him Rod.
Is that an apostrophe?
For short. There is an apostrophe. J-A apostrophe Rod.
So he's Mexican.
Good kid.
Good kid.
One day, I just want to tell this story real quick and we'll move on to Ernesto. One day we were hanging out with Gerard, like me and two other people. And his wife at the time, they were married, she left and he was supposed to be watching the kids. And we were hanging out and outside. The baby was inside. We could see the baby. We go back inside. All of a sudden, his wife opens the door and says, "Everybody, get the fuck out right now!" and like stamped on us. It was very
weird.
Cause like she said that she had like a spy on us, and she said that he wasn't watching the kid. And then, it was so much drama. I felt so awkward, and I just wanted to share that with the listeners how awkward that was.
Did you leave right away? Or were you like,
no? We had to like stay around, and like one of my other friends was trying to counsel them, and it was like, damn,
counsel.
You just knew right then they were gonna get divorced. So this marriage was not gonna work out. I literally saw the disintegration of a marriage.
When you start spying.
Yeah, about
I spy.
Never date a girl from California or Sacramento or fucking anywhere.
Baby mama drama.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Fucking nuts.
I like that Northern California.
BMD.
Do you know where Santa Rosa is? Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
I love that. That's
Spanish for St. Rose.
They have a big weed festival there.
They do?
Yeah. It's called the Growers Cup or something like that.
They have a big weed festival?
It's called like the Growers Cup or something like that.
That's where I want to end up when I die. I want to live there. There or like, what's that place in Santa Fe?
New Mexico?
You know, that's Spanish for Saint Fe.
Santa Fe. Yeah.
So, yeah. What else?
That was about it. Good week.
Really?
Yeah, lost a comedy. Oh, I was hanging out with some friends on Saturday night. We were playing this drinking game. It felt really dumb. Like, why are we doing this right now?
Is it cards or what?
It was called Bullshit, and you get two chances to guess a card, and if you don't guess it right, you drink. And I was just like, why don't we just go by the pool and just not do this?
Yeah, you know, I don't like drinking contests because...
Well, it's like the game.
Can I just lose so I can drink?
Yeah, and they were being overly aggressive, and I was like...
It's like playing cards. I don't like playing cards. It's too much.
No? No. I thought you were a military man.
Yeah,
military men like to play cards, I feel like. Mm-hmm. You shucking the trend? Shucking it? You don't know any cards? Go fish.
What's that white people word you use today?
If you're playing
unruly.
Unruly.
Yeah. Working it out, drinking game at home, you can drink because Gene just made a racial slur.
Every time, you're going to get loaded. Loaded.
I want to hear if Ernesto cried yet. Have you met a new guy yet? Are you single still? Are you done
with
your
week? I plead the fifth.
Are you done with your
week? Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
I think you cry, but no tears came. I used to like a really long silent.
Have you met somebody yet?
Gene, why does this matter?
Because don't you want to know? I feel like the listeners want to know.
I don't know.
You know what? When Ernesto's ready to tell, then I'll want to know. When Ernesto's ready to tell us, that's when I want to know.
I haven't met another guy. I've met a couple guys.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do.
You got to rebound. You get a triple-double.
Yeah, you got to rebound, but I'm not rushing into anything.
No, yeah. Only fools rush
have
in.
Have you sold those rings yet?
No.
Rings. You still
I might wear them.
You might wear them.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not so... I like...
It's a promise to yourself.
Yeah. What if you guys wore the rings as like comedy promise
we
people?
You can wear us with
rings. We could.
Comedy promise ringers.
You want me to buy... We'll scratch Jesus' name and put Josh. Yes. I can solder it.
Jesus.
Can we get an engraving?
Yeah, well, it's already... That's the beauty of it. These rings are already engraved.
Well, they are.
What
do
they
say? For Jesus, not...
No, I'm not saying that. Because no, what if he's the nobody on Periscope?
Just tell us. Don't you want to know? Josh wants to know.
I mean, if...
Say it in Spanish.
If Ernesto's willing to tell...
No.
No, you're not. Okay.
We could get an in special engraving.
What would it say?
It would say, networking is key.
Politics is key. What else did you do, Ernesto?
Let's see. What did I do? Oh, I did the Native Grill Bobby show. Yeah. Oh, that's a fun show.
Who's on that show?
Marcelino, he was the host. Manny Hernandez.
Well, Manny Hernandez. Why was he? I feel like he.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny? Marcelino was giving everyone, you know, the business. You got seven. I'll light you at this and whatever.
Manny Hernandez, they're like.
Well, he looks at Manny and he goes, Ernesto, I'm going to give you 10 minutes. He's like, Ernesto. Ernesto, I was like, bitch, I'm right here. That's Manny.
Oh,
shit. And he goes, no. I thought Ernesto had that same shirt. I said, no, I don't have that fucking shirt.
Gotten all the Mexicans alike.
Who else was on there? I forget. Oh, Chris Cisneros.
Bobby has that young kid who's like 16. He's like a young Josh Graves.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, really?
He's funny. Have you guys not heard of him?
No.
I thought we had the young Josh Graves.
Is he on the Big Pine Comedy Festival?
Yeah, is he one of them on the Big Pine?
Is he white?
He's white.
He's white?
But he thinks he's not white. So,
aww.
What else did you do?
And then I worked at the Comedy Spot this Saturday.
How was that?
Two shows. It was good. It was so much fun. It was crowded.
Sold out.
Yeah, it was sold out.
Really?
Saw Mark Fry posted
Mark
about
Fry.
It.
Who? And Mark Christopher Fry, Royer was on there.
Mark Fry.
Oh, he's funny.
Christopher texted me.
Chris
so
Royer was there. Anthony DeSimito.
He said, don't be mad at me. I'm going to do that show. I'm like, why would I be mad? Why would I be mad, Chris? Why would
yeah,
I be mad?
Just get
yeah, why would you be mad?
I wouldn't be mad. Was it fun?
But what if Chris did the House of Comedy?
No. Oh, you mean the Laugh Factory. No, I'm cool with it.
Get
now.
Close to the mic.
Well, the big deal was the way they treated Bear, and they didn't pay Bear, but they have paid Bear, so the ban is off.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Gene so, now allows... You are now allowed by Gene Moore to practice.
No,
he's doing a show there next week.
No, only if you're gay. The way they treated Bear was
you just
was
speak for
wrong.
All the homosexuals.
No, I'm just saying, and if you're gay,
homo
in support of them, sexual. You shouldn't work there.
Says who?
Says me.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
if they book me, I'm working there.
Yeah, well, now you can because the band is over.
Now you can.
Anyways, so we did that show was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And that's about it.
That's it. I just slept all. I'm not getting a lot of sleep lately.
Why?
I'm not been busy.
You know, sleeping, not getting enough sleep does a bunch to your health. It makes you fat.
Yeah, I know.
It makes you fat. Why does it make you fat?
I judge you, but not because of that.
No, I think because your body needs time to heal. And when you stay up all the time, it impacts what you eat. You eat bad and it's everything.
Pick up your mic.
Yeah. He's so bossy.
Can I have to edit it out?
Oh, okay, good. Oh, so then that's...
Now you're really loud.
No, okay. So that's all I did.
No.
So let's go to segments.
Let's.
Do you want me to go first?
What did you do last week? All right. What did you do? Oh, we already did that.
Will you set me in?
Yep.
I feel like we're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, we are.
At least one of us.
Listeners.
Just one of those?
Shout out to the listeners for downloading our show a lot this past week.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Thanks, guys.
I have no clue.
Telling your friends and your family.
Tell your friends and your friends' friends. And your...
When they listen to this week's, they'll be like snoozing. Maybe they need it to make them go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're in crisis, you need advice. Hear now, sound advice with Gene Moore.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me tell you before you read. Ernesto and I, we get... thousands of letters.
Thousands, millions.
So many letters. Yeah, so many. We go through
we're not going green anymore?
We went back.
We went back. You know why? Because
white is the new green.
We're old fashioned here.
We're old fashioned. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we like it old school. But I've never read this letter. I've never seen it. You're reading it to me for the first time.
Okay. Dear Gene Moore, I'm 28. My lady friend is 32. Hello. We've been dating for 3 months and care about each other a lot. My lady friend wants to get married and is really putting the pressure on it for a $12,000 ring. Say what?
$12,000.
I'm nervous about the cost and about the pressure to get married. In addition, I just started a new job and have no savings. Gene Moore, is marriage not a right option for me? Signed, Lamenting Lesbian in Sholo.
This is sad.
This whole thing was really bad.
Let me tell you this. Lesbians, they hook up way too fast.
Especially in Sholo.
If you're in Sholo, you better hook up.
I know, 3 months. That's not enough. Coming in, Adam. I think that this is way too fast. I think that you should definitely wait for like 10 years.
Yeah. 10 years to hook up?
Yeah, to get married.
Listen,
Rosie O'Donnell fucked it up for the lesbians because she married 3 times in the last 2 years.
Holy shit.
It's too much.
And she's going through a bad custody case.
This is a bad case. And $12,000, that's some bullshit right there. She's using
How much
you.
Are rings are usually?
Man, I was about to say, how much would you pay for a ring, Gene?
For you?
Yeah. No, for
$50,000.
For your boyfriend, Chris.
I don't know how old this is because I'm not into
3 months
marriage.
Pay.
Isn't it 3 months pay? It's
supposed to be.
For the straights, 3 months pay.
Three months pay?
So I'm going to pay $36 for a ring? Seem like a lot.
Plus tax.
Plus tax. Yeah. Well, that's coming out of the ring, so it's like a $34 ring.
Wow. That tin ring.
So I think this girl's rushing it. I don't think that marriage is for you. I think you need psychiatric help. Honestly, if you even think about getting married at 3 months, that's just...
Especially if you're starting a new job. Like, that's not a key time. That's not, like, a time to just start.
How about she just moves out of Sholo?
Yeah, move out of Sholo.
Get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Move to San
what does this girl look like?
Is she more pussy.
Go to Santa Fe.
Is she Santa Fe?
Yeah. You think I'm off the money?
Is she even $12,000 worthy?
That's the thing. Yeah. Because let me tell you this. Our friend Ernesto is our go-to expert on rings.
They were not 3 months pay.
They weren't.
No.
$12,000.
But you took the time to open up a website to go through some rings.
Because
I know you didn't pick the first one. So you did a lot of swiping and looking and comparing and noting and then you added and you lamented a little bit. How long did it take you? The whole process from start to finish.
The Gaylord.
A month to buy the rings.
Uh-huh. Gaylord of the rings.
And what happens? Boom, breakup.
Breakup.
Man, that's
rings.
Tough.
Rings are never good.
Yeah, rings are never good.
Period.
You know, when you like...
That puts the pressure on. Puts the pressure
I'm telling
on.
Her not to get married.
When you...
Don't even think about
it. Start talking about commitment.
Yeah, maybe talk about dating exclusively in 3 months.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No. Are you guys insane? No. Lesbians stop having sex. They call it lesbian bed death. They stop having sex after 2 years.
Lesbian deathbed?
Yeah. After 2 years?
Like, after 2 years, they're not even having sex anymore.
Really?
All they want to do is just buy gym clothes and cats. Whatever lesbian...
And get leg braces.
You know what? That's true. I've never seen a lesbian without leg braces.
Me neither.
They always have leg
issues. You know what?
They like to hike, so...
This one girl was... I swear, I was like, she's a lesbian. She's a lesbian. My friend... Oh, I almost said her name. One of my girlfriend's sisters. I was like, she's a lesbian. She's not. I was like, she has to be. She has a leg brace.
Yeah.
She had a leg brace the whole time I seen her.
Does she have Rod Stewart's hairdo?
No, but she had that big, long... It was pretty, but it was just pulled back in a tight ponytail all the time.
Yeah. Sure she's...
That's a lesbian.
Sure she's gay and just doesn't have scoliosis.
No. With the leg brace?
Yes. No, lesbians
are not your spine.
Listen, this is how you know for sure a lesbian. They never leash their dogs.
Why?
And they always.
Why is this?
Margot doesn't leash her dog. Okay.
They just don't. Okay. And then they always have penis envy.
Yeah. How can you tell the way that
the guy in the back is like, it's true. Yeah. And he laughed at the Rod Stewart reference too. You're on fire.
You're just offended all three listeners.
Adam Brewer is our audience.
How do you know so much about lesbians, Gene?
Because I'm a fucking fag. Because
we're queer.
So that doesn't mean you know anything about lesbians.
Yeah, it does.
We live with them. Yeah. Now look,
we cohabitate.
Every gay goes through this progression, right? Where you're a twink and all you want is dick. Mm-hmm. Then you mature and then you say, you know what? I need to work for the community. What do you do? You do pride work.
You
do volunteer work.
AIDS organization.
And that's what you do. And then you break out of that because you're like, I can't be with these fucking lesbians another fucking minute. Or I swear to God, I'm going to fucking go Kim Davis on them myself. So you leave. You get your senses. I'm just telling you the truth. But these lesbians, they're like in the meetings, they're hard because they do Robert's Rules of Order.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And they're like bean counters. You had two things for the gays and you need to give us two things. And if we don't, we're gonna shut this motherfucker down because you hate women. Fucking get a cock up.
Gene.
I know, I went too far.
That's not very nice.
I went way too far.
That's not very nice.
It's not very nice.
And I don't know any lesbian that talks like that.
They do when they're counting in a meeting.
They do not.
They do. I have Robert's rules. I have the talking stick.
They talk more like, I have Robert's rules.
Listen, faggot. No, but.
Lesbians talk like Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
No.
That's what Jerry
I'm exaggerating and embellished because this is theatrical.
This is the arts. You have to perform for the person in the backseat.
But I love lesbians. I really do. But it's a phase you all go through. Do you not agree it's a phase?
What?
You get frustrated when you're doing those meetings, correct? True or false?
Well, I didn't know that was the phase. I thought the phase was the progression of a gay.
Well, that is my progression.
What was the reason? I don't know why we started talking about this.
I don't want to be like I'm anti-lesbian because I love them. It's
this
just
lady,
hard to be in meetings with.
I think that I'm anti-
don't like being around them.
No, I like being around them. It's being in meetings with them.
Yeah.
And being in a dog park with them. And they're not.
But you know what? Let me take it back. Them older queens, them gay men, they can be hard too. You know what I mean? Because they're kind of bean counters too.
The ones that wear turquoise?
Yes, because when a gay man gets older, the more turquoise he has, the less sex he's having.
Oh, good.
So run. You don't want to mess with that.
They wear turquoise and kimonos.
Yeah, and they. Yeah. It's the truth. I don't know why.
Slippers.
And they do
a lot of antique shopping.
Guys,
but they're not having sex.
I guess this is the most I've learned out of all of our episodes so far. I'm learning a lot.
You should kiki with us all the time. And then they like dating twinkies.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's going to be me.
Yeah, because you kind of did that. You dated somebody.
But I've always liked young guys. Always. I don't like older.
It's the skin.
You look young You look young.
Oh, well, thank you.
You look,
You got real for a moment? You got real.
Second week in a row, two buttons down.
Oh, yeah.
I'm showing off my one gray hair.
Wait, Josh,
I'm hoping.
Are you flirting with Ernesto now?
Yeah, no. It happened last week. You didn't hear the last week's show?
I did hear last week's show.
I had to put that in there.
I gotta throw the love around. You look you look nice today too, Nate.
This is gay.
Very what complimentary.
This is weird.
Bro, I got a quick question though. Yeah. Would you guys rather live with a lesbian or a straight woman?
Lesbian. I'd rather live with a lesbian.
Right? I used to live with a straight lesbian. Woman.
A butch lesbian. Like, yeah, like butches.
One of my friends, like a dude.
Yeah,
really?
Like the kind that just chews their fingernails down.
A bro lesbian.
What if it was just like
because they do all the, like the, they do all the work in the house.
Yeah, they're fun. And they drink beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't drink beer, do you?
No.
No.
You don't drink beer?
No.
I do.
It makes you fat.
Such a diva.
Look, as I look at your gut, it makes you fat.
As I look at the roll, as I look at that button struggling for its life.
Really, bitch? We don't do that to each other.
Gene said, not taking off his fake earrings. Yeah. The shade is being thrown with the bed.
What was your other question that you had?
That was it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to live with a lesbian, yeah. I would really
just not be in a conference room.
I'd really, you know, not having a meeting with them. I would like to live with Buck Angel and have sex with Buck Angel.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, that's your fantasy, isn't
yeah.
it? Buck Angel. Why? This is weird.
She's hot.
Why would you wanna
She's hot. He's hot. He's hot. He. Pronouns are important.
Yeah, but he's not that hot anymore.
Yes,
he's
is.
Aged a little.
No, don't say that.
Yeah.
No, he still looks good. Have you guys looked him up?
I saw him on in the documentary.
I would be interested to hear what straight guys have to think about Buck Angel.
Yeah.
Because she was a beautiful woman, and she became a man, and she does porn. But she has
the girl parts.
She has
still.
The choo-choo down there.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to?
Nobody calls it a choo-choo.
You would ride the choo-choo?
Yeah, because she's got tats and she smells like cigarette.
Don't call it a choo-choo.
Don't go into his
don't
world.
Don't call it a choo-choo.
Yeah, I would do it. Yeah.
We're in a gay bar. We're already living in this world.
Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Yeah. How are you? Hey, I would do it.
Hey, do you know Jamie has his nipples pierced?
No. Jamie, come over here.
Wow,
Jamie!
What I was doing?
1 second. That was.
I think I said it from the stage.
Ladies
and gentlemen, like,
Jamie Sanderson just walked into the room, and I want to thank you for hooking me up with that producer guy. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I talked to him; it worked out well.
Good. I hope your music video gets on MTV.
My music video is going to drop soon.
I'm going to vote for
it
on
TRL. Can't wait to see your titties.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so that's the end of my bit. That's the end of my
is
segment.
Is that the end of our
right
show?
Do you want to go to your segment?
Do we have any time?
Yeah, we have time for one.
Do you want to go to your segment, or do you not have
honestly, I didn't really. I kind of planned some, but not really. Let's
see,
do Nate's.
I'm worried about your comedy. It's getting really kind of lazy. Like, you're not. You're, like, taking a lot of vacation. Are you on vacation? Are you on holiday?
Yeah, I'm on a.
Are you on a holiday?
Are you on a holiday?
I feel like I've taken life as a vacation for me.
What is going on?
I don't know. I'm just.
When are you gonna get serious?
I am. So what do you mean? I don't get picked
up.
All of a sudden, I'm not on the big pine. I'm out of the comedy scene. All right, let's bring it back to the big pine. Oh, it all comes back to the big pine and friendship. Rings, all right,
and friendship rings.
It all—it's a circle, like a friendship ring.
Circle.
Yeah. I mean,
rings
a promise
of
ring.
Promises.
Let's go to Nate's segment, though.
All right, I have a skit that I've written.
Oh,
we're gonna read the skit.
That's
my
read
thing.
The skit?
Oh,
oh. Because we did it in rehearsal.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh. How about here's
Ernesto
what we
can play Wally.
Ernesto, you want to play Wally?
Oh, it's a cold read.
It's a cold read.
Okay.
Yeah, Ernesto.
It's a cold read.
He knows.
All right. So I'm going to lead you in.
I'm Carl.
You're Carl.
Here at Working It Out, we got a new segment. The segment is called Novellas. They're on the radio. They're on TV. Now we have them on a podcast. It's time for Nate's Misery of Happy Cream by Nathan Evangelista.
Novellas.
Who's
okay,
going to read the business?
I'm director.
Who's reading? Yeah, who's reading the...
I'm director. Ernesto,
you know what,
be the narrator.
This is called business when you do a script. You know that, right?
What?
This
that's
part,
not called...
No, this is the business.
Talking about
that's
the narration?
Called.
It's called narration.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to do the narration?
Not you.
Okay.
Ernesto is narration, and Jason, you are Wally, you are Carl.
Oh,
I am
that's
director.
Not what I rehearsed.
Okay, cold read.
You're Wally.
Let's go. Ready and action. Scene takes place on the set of a commercial.
Happy Cream ending take one.
I have crabs.
And I have gonorrhea. Happy Cream.
It really works.
Cut. Okay, I'm Carl. That's not working for me. Your performance was a bit heavy-handed. Can you just ease off the throttle just a little? Can you do that?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Great. Action.
Yeah, sure, no problem. No, great. Action. Happy Cream ending take two.
I have crabs.
And I have gonorrhea.
Happy cream. It really works.
Cut. Carl. Didn't I just ask you to tone it down?
You're listening to Misery of Happy Cream.
Yes, Mr. Jewmaker. I'm sorry. I thought I was.
You were with your body, but not with your eyes, okay? Your eyes are still giving me too much, Carl. Way too much. So do me a favor. Take that diva sass out of your eyes and stop bogarting this whole production and just do what I ask.
Oh, okay. Bogarting? Is that...
Action!
Director looks around for Wally, who is off in his own world playing with the clipboard like it's an alligator.
Wally, cut the shit and focus, you and myself.
Sorry, boss. Happy Cream taking ending take three.
I have crabs!
And I have gonorrhea.
Happy Cream, it really works!
Cut! Fuck my nipples, that was bad.
Mine's
focus,
pleasantly.
Carl. Here's what I want, okay?
Somebody was in the theater, too.
Here's what you're giving me. Got it?
Honestly, I'm not sure I got it.
Carl, if you weren't union, I swear to God, the things I would do to your face right now. Just be honest. Just be real. And for Christ's sake, don't be Carl.
Hey, boss, is anything you need me to change?
Dear God, Jason, no. You are a heavenly joy. And please do not do anything other than continue your genius. Because you're carrying this thing like Apollo's great chariot, bringing golden brilliance across the blue sky. Now, action!
Hey, boss, I was wondering if I could get a Sprite.
Wally, I just said action.
Yeah, I know, I heard and whatnot. It's just like... saying take three or four, whatever, is getting kind of parched, you know. Plus, my mom said if I get thirsty.
I told you not to mention your agent's name, Wally. We are on set, and you need to be professional, or else no PlayStation.
Happy Cream ending take four.
I have crabs!
And I have gonorrhea.
Happy Cream!
It really works!
It really works!
Cut.
I see why you're on commercials.
Cut. Good job, Carl.
Fuck. Really?
Are you kidding me? No, you fucking motherfuck. That was piss poor pathetic. Carl, that was the worst, most awkward, awful thing I've ever seen. That was like watching a chihuahua give birth to an armadillo.
Whoa. What the hell did you just say?
You goddamn heard me, Carl. Get the fuck off your high horse for 2 seconds, because this whole thing is bigger than you, okay? It's bigger than us, everyone. We are promoting a lube that kills STDs, and this could change the world. People will be able to fuck with reckless abandon. People's dicks and dickholes need to be freed from their rubbery shackles, and I'll be a goddamn monkey's goddamn uncle if you think I'm gonna let you sabotage the second sexual revolution. The world's gotta fuck. Don't you get that, you stupid, selfish son of a bitch bastard? This nation is about to be the United States of ass, and you will fall in line, do you understand?
Yes, sir, I do, and I'm truly sorry. I would never want to hinder the emancipation of America's precious bodily fluids. So, how about if I just follow Jason's lead and just do it like he does?
That's the best thing you've said all day, Carl. Mirror Jason, and we just might get through this thing, because Jason, you are incredible. You've got a swaziness about you that I've never even seen before. Not even in Swayze.
Thank you, sir. I get that all the time, but it's still nice to hear.
Of course, Jason. Now, action!
How come you say action? Because it's really not like this is an action scene. You know, maybe you should say act.
Wally, did you know that lions don't have stepchildren?
Huh? Lions? No, I guess I...
That's right. Lions don't have stepchildren. When a big, strong lion comes into a pride that already has cubs from another lion, do you know what he does? He kills them, Wally. He kills them right then and there. He eats them, too. He does this because they are not from his seed. They are from some other deadbeat loser lion that drinks Colt 45 every day and just got fired from the dollar store.
Oh.
He also kills the cubs so that when they get older, they won't annoy the living shit out of him. Got it? Action!
Happy Cream ending take five.
I have crabs!
And I have gonorrhea.
Happy Cream, it really works!
Cut. Carl, you are so lucky I am not allowed to own a gun right now, because I could shoot you in self-defense of all that is holy.
For real? I swear I'm doing the exact same thing he is. Wait. Why aren't you allowed to own a gun?
How dare you? You do not insult the great Jason Michael Sterling with your own insolence. Jason just transcended space and time with his posture alone. What you did was complete horseshit. Horseshit wrapped in a batshit tortilla, seasoned with bullshit, finished with dog shit aioli. Same. Sorry. The shame you have brought upon your family's name today will live on for generations, Carl. That is something you will have to live with. Look, let's just call a day and regroup tomorrow. I'm going to find some scotch.
But we still have some film for one more take. I look around and I see my chance. Happy Cream editing take 6. I have diarrhea, crab cakes, and dyslexia. And live from Phoenix, it's First Friday Night.
Yeah.
Or the Working It Out comedy show.
Yeah.
I meant to hit that last line.
You have been listening to Nate's play that he's going to rehearse. I want to say that I wrote a script on season 2 called Faggot the Maggot. Yes. You refused to even read it.
Oh, yeah.
I read it.
But notice how I read it. And I put my back into it, bitch.
You did.
You did. Didn't? That was acting?
Yeah. Oh,
I appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate your writing.
All right. Well, we got to go soon. But before we go, remember that we're going to
do the blue comedy show this Friday
at Cruisin' Seventh,
which should be an interesting show. This city doesn't have a blue show. Please come out and support.
Yeah.
And blue means dirty.
Keep downloading the show.
Terms.
Blue means dirty.
I'm not going to say that.
What?
A lot of people have been messaging me wanting to know what blue means.
Yeah?
And I'm like, how can you be a comedian and not know what blue is?
Well, some people don't know what hacky is.
Huh?
Comedians have been asking you?
Yeah.
If they were regular people, I could see that. But yeah, it's blue. Blue's dirty.
Yeah. You think you know it, so.
Hey.
Good night, Josh.
Can we end this show? Good
Keep
dark.
Downloading the show, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Who's working it out?
We're working it out.
Who's working it out?
Josh is working
it out. Josh.
Who's working it out?
This is a sad show. Nate, this is a sad show.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. I feel like we were all asleep.
I feel like...
You know, it's because we're all sick.
We just got a late start. Things got a little chaotic.
There's no one in the show right now, though.
There's nobody.
There's no one.
He got us.
She smells like mayonnaise.
Ooh, he does smell like mayonnaise. Okay, bye.